lady, shut up!
The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back to the podcast. I know we look a lot different compared to usual. And for the people that are listening, you can't see us, so just use your imagination or go to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
So, if you want nice flower crowns like this, I have another channel that will have a video up so you can watch it there. And it's a tutorial on how to make these beautiful gadgets.
They're gorgeous and they stay on your head pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
I know, and it's a great segue. We're talking about adult things, and adults definitely don't wear flower crowns.
Or wear them to... what's this around to? Batteries and bulbs.
Yes, if you notice, if you're watching the video version of this week, the lighting is not that great because Megan broke the light bulb to the ring light.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to. It tumbled over, and I about had a heart attack, and I thought I could fix it. And I could not. So we went today to Batteries and Bulbs, dressed in flower crowns head to toe, looking like a bunch of little music festival teeny boppers. And the guy could not even take us seriously.
Teeny peppers! You know what, though? I was okay with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? We're going to be who we want to be. And that's that.
All right, so... So today, we want to, you know, I'm 24. How old are you?
23.
Right.
You said 24?
No, I said 23.
Oh, okay.
And we want to talk to you guys about, we are transitioning into adults. We're supposed to be adults, mm-hmm. but we're still in that transitioning phase.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, not everyone has their lives together. I feel like you're not really an adult until maybe 30.
Yeah, for real. I totally agree with that.
Because you're not really warned about the whole adulting process. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of you get thrown into it.
You're
just like, all right, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my God. And I don't think I have enough wine to get me through this.
No, and college is like, not, like if you're like, I'm adulting in college, you're not. Not till you get out.
You get out and you're like, mm-hmm. what in the world? I just spent 4, usually 5 years... in this, and they're supposed to be preparing me for what? So, we just wanted to list off a couple of things that we wanted to warn you about, or I guess, mm-hmm. but yeah, warn us.
Prepare, so if like you're younger, you're like, oh, okay, like, this is what I'm getting myself in for. If you're like our age, you're like, yeah, I totally agree with them.
Because like, I feel like at 18, they're like, well, you're an adult,
yeah.
but and you're so excited to get mm-hmm. out of your parents' house, and then... years go by, you finally become that adult,
mm-hmm.
we say in quotations, and you're like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm. And if you're older, then you're like, wow, yeah, they're right, mm-hmm. hopefully.
Yeah.
And if not, then we don't care.
All right. So this is shit no one tells you about being an adult.
Right.
You want to go first?
I feel like Megan's got some good ones.
So, the first one I had was cartoons. Cartoons mm-hmm. as a kid, at least for our generation, was like really big. You'd watch it every single Saturday. Mm-hmm. There comes a time where it just kind of fades out.
Mm-hmm.
And even like Family Guy and stuff, like you watch it, but like as you get older, you don't really watch that anymore either. And if you do, you're a little too old to be watching that kind of stuff, I feel like.
Agreed. Unless you're a boy. Because if you're a boy, you get a little longer of a span because you're not maturing at the same age.
I mean, I still watch South Park on occasion, but it's not like I'm watching it all the time.
No. I never really watched South Park, and then Megan had it on, and she was just, like, having the time of her life. She's like, that's my favorite character. That's Kenny. He always died. I'm like, Jesus, Megan. But you know what? We gotta have our, like, guilty pleasures.
Yeah. And, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, even Disney, I don't enjoy Disney as much as I used to.
Really? Disney Channel.
Not the new stuff.
No.
It might be because it's so different, but I don't know if I'm biased because I feel like we grew up with certain things, so you like reminisce on all these Disney movies. You're like, oh my God, this is so good. Because I sit down with my little cousins and they're like, One's 5 and one's 9. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of still into that whole Disney thing. Mm-hmm. But they like that three-dimensional, like, Pixar stuff.
See, yeah, no. I like, I feel like the shows we watched when we were younger were just, like, realistic. Like, even if it was Hannah Montana, at least it was something you could relate to. And the acting wasn't horrible.
When you put that wig on, I had no idea that was Miley.
We could relate to that.
Yeah.
We had no idea it was you.
Ever.
But yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. Okay.
It's you. It's you, girl.
Dry shampoo will be your new shower. Even me, who works at a desk job, I cannot shower every day. It's just too much for
me. Well, I mean, I feel like as you get older, you get your skin changes, and no one warns you about that.
That's true. It gets dry.
Mine gets more oily. Like, I was already an oily teenager, and then I got into, like, my early 20s, and it's just like an oil pit up there.
And they're like, here you go.
And they're like, you don't shower for a day, and you wake up the next morning, like, oh my god, what happened? Either, like, someone came in my room and dumped a whole thing of olive oil on my head, or I just sweat profusely throughout the night. Because it's just disgusting.
So, moral of the story, you're either going to get really dry skin, like me, or you're going to get really oily.
Yeah, because you just think you're done with all these changes, and you change again.
Mm-hmm. And then when you hit 30, I feel like it's got to stop. Right?
No, I think it just keeps going. Because then, it's like 30, maybe it might be your milestone where you're kind of just like the same. And then you hit 40, you go through menopause and stuff. So it's just like, it never ends. I don't know if for men it's different.
I feel like it's got to be similar. Because I feel like, I won't say his name, but somebody I know that I'm really close with has a way oily skin. And he's had oily skin his whole life. So I don't know. All right, next one.
Life is really expensive. No one really tells you that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, groceries. Mm-hmm. You took, like, your parents going grocery shopping for granted.
Oh, my God, yeah. My mom would be like, we spent $500 on groceries. And I'd be like, yeah. All right, let me eat all of them.
You're like, whatever. Like, that's nothing to you guys. Then you're out here, and you're like, oh, man, we're going to have to get some ramen noodles. We're going to have to get really creative this week.
Yeah, for real. Like, I'd be like, veggies, ramen noodles. Like, you love off veggies and cheap
shit. Yeah, because it's so much cheaper. Just to get some noodles and just kind of, like, figure out a way to make it creative and make it your own. Or make sandwiches. Like, going out to eat is so expensive.
It's like $20.
And you have to work so hard just to, like, have a social life. Because, honestly, a social life, you can't just sit at your house all the time. No. You're going to have to go do something. But you have to work to get money to have a social life and to hang out with people.
Agreed. Let's see. Making new friends / meeting new people is really hard.
Yeah.
I started my new job and I made maybe 3 friends.
I'm really good at making friends.
You are. I feel like it's easier though. They say that like it's better just to have a couple really good friends when you're older versus having like 20 friends, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, when I came down here, it took me a little bit, but I found, like, the people that I connected with, and you kind of just keep them close.
Megan's good at it. I'm
And it's a working process. It's not, like, just, like, in high school, you're like, oh, well, I see these people every single day. Like, I don't need to contact them. Even, like, my friends, like, our friends that don't live here, you have to talk to them on a constant basis, or you're not in touch with them anymore, and you kind of fade. But I kind of feel like as, like, at least college friends, like, I can talk to, like, certain people. Like, I have to, like, constantly talk to them just to keep it relevant. But some people I don't have to talk to all the time. And when we get back together, like, my friends that were, I went to high school down here for a little bit. And I saw them after 7 years, and it's like we never even stopped talking.
Like, and when I didn't live up down here, it was, like, when I called Megan, it was just like, it was like we just talked for, like, an hour, and it was nothing. So
I feel like maybe stressing finding new friends isn't quite a huge issue, but, like, trying to keep the friends that you were friends with for so long. I guess you kind of figure out later on in life who your true friends are.
Keep those close.
Yep. And welcome new people into your life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I have working out is no longer a trendy topic that you just take Instagram pictures of and you're like, I'm at the gym. And it becomes, like, I have to do this or I'm going to get fat.
You do, because you don't have sports or, like, anything. Like, even at college, you're walking around a lot.
Your metabolism changes.
Yeah.
It's like in college, like granted you would eat like crap, you would be drinking, and you like wouldn't really be doing anything majority of time, but you would like go work out just because like the gym was there and mm-hmm. it was like part of like whatever and like everyone else did it. But it was like you kinda just stayed the same. Then you got out of college and you're like really trying to like eat right and stuff, and you're like, oh my god, I gained 5 pounds.
And you didn't, and you feel like you're like, what did I do to gain this? I've been eating the same, doing the same thing, but
yeah,
I don't know. It sucks. It sucks so much.
Yeah,
you have to work so hard to lose weight.
It is, at least for girls. I feel like for girls it's so hard.
Mm-hmm. Or even just maintain.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of the girls that I like went to school with, you look at them now and they're like, oh my god, they blew up. Because
mm-hmm.
we all hit this like age and you're like, oh my god, I can't keep all this up anymore. Like mm-hmm. all these little girls that were like rails in high school, in early college, blew up like balloons.
Yeah. Thankfully, I was like already the bigger girl. I was like, hey guys.
Thanks for catching up.
Welcome back to the scheduled programming.
Let's see what I got. Your hangovers will last a couple of days if you go out and you party hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to be able to drink Fireball, like, it was water, and the next morning wake up, and I could probably take another shot in the morning and go hard and whatever to the mm-hmm. football games. Now, if I, like, take 4 Fireball shots, I wake up and I'm dead for 2 days.
Horrible.
Yeah. And then you just want to eat everything in mm-hmm. the world.
Greasy burgers.
Ugh. The appetite that you have after is disgusting. And then you just don't want to move. Like, it's, like, mm-hmm. before you could, like, get up and function and, mm-hmm. like, do whatever. But I feel like you only have, like, a certain amount of time that you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, if you don't drink before 21, that's, like, your prime. It was, like, 18 to 21, you could, like, mm-hmm. drink whatever. After 21, your body started slowing down, which was crazy.
It's, like, that's why they made that the drinking age. Because they know, they're, like, your hangovers are going to get terrible. You're not going to want to drink as much.
Yeah, and then at 24, you're just, like, oh, my God, I can only imagine by, like, 25.
Oh my god. I'm still gonna party hard. But yeah, probably but just twice a month. But I mean,
like, we go back to the money issue and life's expensive.
Yes.
Outside of, like, college and stuff,
mm-hmm.
going to the bar is such an excursion.
Yeah, because in college, going to the bar, it's pretty cheap. Like,
and
the
you drinks have, like, are all cheap. These people and you, like, split the fare.
Mm-hmm. But now it's like we live in kind of like, oh, we live in, like, a city-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, getting to the Uber is, like, expensive because it's kind of like 20 minutes away. Mm-hmm. That drinks at the bar are like $8 for this little thing, and mm-hmm. you're like, well, I have to drink 3 of those to actually feel something. So then you're like pregame even harder, and then it's just horrible.
And then you're just the next day you're dead.
And then you spend money on food.
Yeah, it's seriously like you have to save just that go and have a good time one night, and then you wake up the next morning. God mm-hmm. knows what you're gonna see on that bank statement.
Oh, I hate that feeling. Uh-huh. We're going to have that next weekend, so get ready, guys.
Mine is dating is not like a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Yeah.
Because everyone has, or like dating in general is so hard, because especially now, Tinder is everything when mm-hmm. it comes to dating. And I'm learning that even though I'm not like looking to date anyone, but it's like you can't meet anybody unless you do this online
dating. Are you on Tinder?
No.
Oh. Okay. I was like, I wonder if she is. No, no, it's hard.
I don't believe in any of those kind of things. I don't like those.
Do you not think you could find a potential person on Tinder?
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of weirdos on Tinder.
But you don't think there's one out of, like, 10 people that isn't a weirdo? Would you go on a date with someone on Tinder if you, like, legitimately was like, I had a good conversation, let's try it out? Would you?
I hate texting, like, how often have we been in a group chat with someone and I've responded?
Me too.
Like, I hate texting. I hate, like, the small talk stuff on the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I feel like if you want to talk to me, we can, like, talk face to face, which is so unrealistic now, but I'm just like, I hate it.
It's hard to find. But if you don't go on the online dating apps, it's hard to actually find someone in just the everyday life.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not Nicholas Sparks book.
Oh my gosh.
So, God knows.
I got lucky. I got it in college. Because that's easier to meet guys in college. Because they're everywhere.
Because when you go even out, they're like, it's weird. Because mm-hmm. then they, like, start hitting on you and you're like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got hit on in sweatpants at Best Buy. And I looked a mess. No makeup. I was like, what in the world?
And tell them your excuse.
I'm engaged.
She told this dude that she was engaged.
I'm getting my ring resized.
Oh my god. I never get hit on in public, so. If that tells you anything.
I was getting hit on at my finest.
Yeah.
What's
yours? Let's see. The next one. Did I already say everything starts to sag a little more?
No, you didn't, but.
My boobs, they sag already, and I'm only 23.
My butt.
Yep. So anything that you're like, wow, I have great boobs or butt, no.
Like, yeah, well, it goes back to I gotta start working out, but I feel like boobsies, like, can't really avoid that one.
No, it's gonna happen. I think right now they're not terrible, but I know, obviously, when you have kids and stuff, they're only gonna get worse.
Yeah, especially, like, if you lose weight. So, like, I lost weight, and so, like, where a majority of my weight goes is my butt and my hips, and that sagged.
Yep. So... just get ready for that. There's no way to get around it unless you're work out all the time.
Yeah, it's just...
Ugh. And good luck with that if you have an actual life.
My next one was that the adult life isn't glamorous. I feel like a lot of times the media kind of, like, makes, like, all these, like, 20-something-year-olds having these glamorous lifestyles, like Sex in the City and stuff. And that usually doesn't even happen, because the majority of the times, you're right out of college, you're poor, and you're just trying to find a job.
Yep, living off your ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So true. Yes. And it seems like when you're younger, too, like, it seems like the adults have their life, and, like, they know everything. Like, I remember thinking, I was like, God, it's going to be so weird to drive a car one day. And now it's like...
Or, like, moving out of your parents' house. Mm-hmm. That was always such a weird concept when I was in high school. I'm like...
Yeah.
I can't even imagine living, like, on my own.
Mm-mm. Not at all. But now I'm like, God, I'm so happy I'm out there.
Yeah.
No offense to my parents, but I like living by myself. Mm-hmm. All right. Wait, was that your
mom? Yeah, it was okay. Fine.
Some people who used to be your best friend, well, not... Well, you kind of already touched on this. Will no longer be in your life, and they're going to be, like, non-existent. So, like... I have a couple of friends in high school who are, like, seriously my best friends. I spent literally every waking moment with them, except for when I was sleeping. And now I would be lucky if I texted them and they even responded back.
But I feel like as you get older, you change.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, kind of weave those people out of your life because you both change.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's just gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And it happens to everyone. So don't feel, like, bad about it.
Or you're like, oh my god, I don't have any friends. I don't feel like anyone relates to me. But you're going to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's their own kind of weird, but you always find another person with your own kind of weird.
Like, shoot, us. Girl, that was so deep.
That was kind of deep, but not deep. Okay, all right, you go.
I said that college doesn't equal jobs.
True. It took me a year.
But I feel like they've beat that into your head. Like, after high school, you're like, you have to go to college. If you don't go to college, you're not going to find a job. But you get out of college, you're like, oh my god, where's my job?
That's how
I'm supposed to come with my diploma package deal.
No, that's exactly what I thought, too. And I was like, and then, but everyone in college is like, oh my god, I'm so ready to get out of college. You don't realize how much fun, though, you're having in there, too. So it's, like, a messed up thing, because I feel like, yeah, college doesn't agree a job, but at the same time, I still feel like everyone should go because it's such a good experience. But at the same time, what's the point if you're gonna spend a lot of money and
it doesn't really teach you anything? Like, so like my next one was filing taxes. Where was our class on filing taxes?
Exactly.
Because I had to learn to do that by myself this year.
Mm-hmm. There's so many. Like,
or like,
what's a mortgage?
What's a 401k?
Yeah, I have one. I don't even know what it is. Like, I know what it is, but
like, how should I prepare myself for a proper retirement, even though, like, everything's changed compared to, like, what our parents did for retirement.
And,
and where was that class?
And I want to know, like, what insurance and benefits and, I don't know, I'm just not...
Like, what I should look for.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't just come naturally, and I feel like if I'm not doing... Even if I'm doing deep research, I'm still like, I don't know.
But I feel like kind of, like, sometimes your parents don't even really know.
Yeah. I feel that way, too, and I'm just like, oh, we have it, and, is it messed up?
No, your crown's just falling off your head. There you go, my flower child.
So, yeah, that's that. Just be prepared to not know a lot.
You're gonna have to really, like, teach yourself all over again. Mm-hmm. I feel like life is just a constant, like, class, even if you're not even paying for it anymore.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you're always changing, and even if you think, like, you want something one day, you're gonna want something different the next day.
But I feel like it's like we're in a time where everything's kind of at our fingertips. I mean, we have the internet, Imagine our parents going through that. They didn't have the internet. And if their parents didn't know how to do it, how did you learn how to do anything?
Drugs.
Drugs. That wasn't my parents.
My next one was sitting at a cube for 40 hours a week is not all it's cracked up to be.
Please tell me where that was like, you know what I want to do? Sit in a cubicle.
Because, okay, my
maybe
thought,
the office was like really hyping it up, or maybe workaholics or something.
Yeah, but also like me working at Staples for so long and just like literally just starting to hate human beings for everything. Like, I could care less who you were. I freaking hated you because you came into Staples. So I was like, okay, once I get the office
like
job.
The customer service industry, I recommend to everybody. Because it really does give you an insight on how stupid people are. And you have to really learn to be patient with people.
Yeah.
And you really, at an early age, depending on when you like started your customer service job, you have to learn to like be polite and then kind of turn it off. Not towards the customer, of course, but it's like, I don't know. I can like really be like, oh, hi, how are you, blah, blah, and then go in the back of the house and be like, oh my God, I can't even stand whoever that was. Like, it's, you can't be like that all the time.
No, yeah. But at an office job, it, I don't know, it just seems like it's like
you're
a million times better than dealing with people at that point because you're just so fed up. And then you realize how boring it is.
But it really, the customer service really does teach you how to deal with people.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice, though, I never thought, like, customer service, you're doing something, like, something different's happening every single day. At an office job, I'm literally doing the same thing almost every single day.
So, I don't have, like, my actual career yet from college. That's one job I just can't see myself doing.
I honestly...
The cubicle thing.
It sucks, but at the same time, I'm like, if I had to go back to Staples, I think I would cry. So,
yeah.
I'm so grateful for it, but...
I mean, I feel like once you get to that point where you're, like, past your college and your high school jobs, hopefully you never go back to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that would just be freaking terrible. And always strive to be better. Like, always think, like, don't be like, oh, retail, this is... I guess if that's what you want, that's fine. But always think, like, oh, this is all I'm good for. I'm just going to stay and do this the rest of my life. No. Like, this is your life. You only get one time to live it. Do it right.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like there's not really a lot of motivation, like, once you get into the adult world. It's kind of like you're always getting hit with something. And no one's really there to pick you up. Maybe your parents, but still they're kind of on the other side. And be like, well, you should be doing this. Why aren't you doing this? Where you kind of have to, you really got to learn how to, like, pick yourself up as an adult.
Definitely.
Some days it's really hard to get out of bed.
Oh my God. What's your next one?
Mine, the topic, just eating in general.
Okay.
Because one, eating, you need to survive. Two, it's like a worrisome thing because you're like, oh my God, am I going to gain this weight? And two, and the other one, it's just like if you're trying to like lose weight or maintain weight or like just try not to gain anything whatsoever, you have to. You're stuck with these boring foods.
It sucks, because right now, I know, I'm trying to lose weight, and I'm trying to lose 30 pounds by June, so it's a strive, and it's so hard, because I literally eat salad every day, but I know, like, I'm like, if I keep doing this, it's going to show results.
Yeah, you can't eat like you did when you were 12. When I was 12, I could eat a whole box of those El Paso tacos, like the shells, whole box gone.
I could eat two cans of Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Yeah.
But I got fat, though.
I got fat.
So just watch what you eat. Just think about what...
You can't eat like your teenage self anymore.
No. You can't just throw down Big Macs, because that's what I did all last year. I thought it just went, you know,
yeah, because when you're younger, you're just like, I just want anything that tastes good. Where now you have to be like, I have to eat wholesome foods that are boring, usually, but I have to eat something that's just going to fill me up so I'm not hungry. And just, I'm eating to survive.
Yep, and then you have to counteract your drinking calories, too. Because you gotta think, drinking is calories. It sucks. Because in college, I remember was like, oh, yeah.
And some days, you're just like, I just need the whole bottle of wine.
But I don't need it. Exactly. Yeah. So just think, that whole bottle of wine.
And drinking in college was, like, cute. They were like, oh, yeah, let's go out and this and that. When you drink all the time as an adult, it is sad and you're an alcoholic. We don't drink all the time. A majority of the time that we're, you guys are watching this, we're drinking coffee. Today we're drinking wine.
Because it was a hard day.
Yeah. Once we went to batteries and bulbs, we just need a glass of wine after that. But we're going to break right here. We will be back in a second. So, see you then. All right. Welcome back. So, I have... Lady. I have two other segments.
Okay.
Lady, did you wake up from your nap or, like, what's going on? Hold on. Wait. We have to restart it.
Just lay down.
Welcome back. We already just said that, but I forgot to start the actual podcast. So, I have, like, two different categories. What do you got going on over there?
It's just literally...
Just things?
Yep. Just whatever my brain was like, yep. Oh. So, you can just... I'll just continue mine, and Megan has, like, an actual format.
Yeah, I was organized. That comes with being an adult. Some of us are still trying to do this. Okay, so this one I said, things I don't understand as being a transitioning adult, mm-hmm. was experience. So, when you were trying to get a job, they asked for experience. Mm-hmm. But, you're just out of college.
You don't have.
You don't have any of the experience. So they're asking for the experience so you can gain experience at this job. Mm-hmm. Which makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah. And even sometimes, like, I know you had an internship and I had an internship.
Wasn't enough.
And we both worked, so we're busting our butts. And they're still like, oh, like, but you didn't have a real job?
Yeah.
I'm like, but when was I supposed to have that job?
But, like, I was trying to get the job, but the other person told me I didn't have enough experience. Mm-hmm.
So
it's like, what?
So, or
they're
like,
they get at you and they're like, well, you can do a free internship. I'm sorry, what? I'm trying to survive.
I gotta feed myself, I gotta have a roof over my head.
The internships that they, like, expect is, like, something like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then they expect you to work this other job on top of it.
I
just don't understand.
But then, it's like, they're not gonna give you a job. And then you have to go find another job. And they're like, but you only have an internship. You need experience. So it's just a never-ending cycle until
someone gives you that chance.
I got freaking lucky. You have to know people. Yeah. That's another thing I would say, too, is I hated when people said that in college because I was like, this is stupid. But knowing someone and getting your foot in the door through that way, it's going to be a million times easier. And that's how my job hires, too. They hire first if they know someone. And then
so
the next people
up, though.
Go. Yeah.
Because it was really, like, when you got the job, like, your, like, college and high school jobs, if I knew somebody that was going to work at Taco Bell with me, they'd be like, oh, no, don't recommend anyone.
Yeah, and it's scary, like, recommending someone, it freaks me out, because I'm like, frick, that's, like, my, you know what I mean?
That's your reputation on the line, because if they don't do good, they're like, wow, Amanda, like, you recommended this person to me.
That's what they keep saying, too. They're like, if you want to recommend anyone, just remember, it's basically you, like, putting your reputation on the line.
So, at your job, if you, like, requested me, and then I got the job, and I did a really bad job, would they fire you, too?
They would look down on you a lot. Like, they do annual raises, so just guarantee your raise is not going to be what you thought it was. Even if you are a really good employee.
Yeah, that's a lot on the line. Mm-hmm. That's your life.
Yep.
Hold on. Sorry, you can go if you want.
I said dressing for corporate America.
Fudge.
I agree. I wrote that down too. Like, your dress clothes become your everyday clothes for me. Like, my weekend, I'm like, sweatpants, yes.
But I'm just like, I love fashion and I hate corporate America, like, formal clothes.
Me too. They're ugly. I hate wearing dress pants. I hate it. I feel like I look like a hippopotamus.
Yeah, it's not flattering. They're not cute. And I just feel like it just strips your, like, individuality.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Completely.
It's like you have to look like everyone else and you have to conform. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so anti that.
You are. And casual Friday, I've realized, does not mean, like, really casual Friday. Like, you can't wear, like, you can wear jeans, but you still have to wear, like, the dressy top. And I was like, oh.
Oh, cool.
I thought I could wear a
t-shirt. Thanks for letting me wear what I want.
So it sucks. Just get ready for that, because that was a big
change.
But, I
mean, like, every job doesn't require that. A lot of the stuff now has changed a little bit, but you have to be in the environment where it's, like, a creative field, or, like, be your own person.
Yeah, so if you have a cube job,
you're going to have to conform.
Yeah.
Which, I thought we were in the United States.
Individuality, freedom.
I mean, it comes, like, there's a certain point where it's like, alright, you can't be wearing, like, chains all over your pants, and you can't be showing, like, inappropriate, like, body parts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, some things, like, oh, like, that's a really cute outfit. But you can't wear that because it's not, like, a formal attire.
Yeah. And I think it depends on where you're working, because I know my job, they're very, like, I was, like, business casual, but they let me wear my nose ring. Mm-hmm. So, it, give and take, like, take what
or
you can
like,
get.
Like, certain, like, shorts and stuff. Obviously, you don't want to wear anything that's going up your butt. But I, like, I had an internship that was, like, casual. Mm-hmm. And I wore shorts, but they were to my fingertips, and they're like, you can't wear that here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry. My school, at least, my whole entire life told me I could wear shorts to my fingertips. Mm-hmm. And these are, like, they weren't, like, Daisy Dukes or anything, or, like,
oh, yeah.
shorts. They were, like, the nice, like, I guess business shorts. Mm-hmm. They're, like, pleated and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were longer, and they told me I couldn't wear them because it would distract the older men. Which is so sexist. I couldn't even believe she said that to
yeah.
me.
There's really no way to wear shorts business casual.
Yeah.
So
even if they're long.
That's a good word of advice right there, because I had the same issue, too. I thought you could wear shorts at my other job, and they're like, no. And it's embarrassing when you get told that you can't wear shorts.
And yeah, you're like, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, because you feel like you're like, I don't know. It's
like a slut. And you're not. That's how I felt. And I'm just like, oh, my God. These aren't even, like, short at all.
My next one was that hanging. Oh, you're not going to agree with this one, but I feel this way. Your parents will actually be fun to hang out with. I was like, even in college, me and my mom just butted heads on everything. So as soon as, like, after a year moving out, it was just like, we became best friends. I feel like I can call her and talk to her on the phone for 2 hours, and it's like talking to my best friend.
Well, okay. So my parents are more strict. They're a lot more fun and easygoing because I'm older and we're kind of more like peers versus, you know, my daughter and parents. My dad is more like, he's very business oriented, so he's always like talking to people like he's in a business meeting.
So my dad too.
He's kind of harder to do that with. My stepmom, she's more easygoing now, but some things, because of her religious beliefs, she doesn't really like to talk about. So there's certain things that can be on the table and certain things that can't.
Mm-hmm. So,
which we have the same religious beliefs, just two different generations of it.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to depend on your parents.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel.
You can, it's cool because you can go to and be like, when I was 16, I stole all your wine coolers and I drank them upstairs. And they don't care.
Or I'll be like, oh, by the way, remember in high school when I spent the night at my friend's house? I actually rode home in the back of a cop car and you never found out.
Yeah.
Fun fact. So, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. My other one was marriage. Your parents are asking you about marriage if you're in a, like, serious relationship. Mm-hmm. Or everyone around you seems to be getting married.
Yes. And it's already started for us. I feel like we're young, but, like, Chloe's already married, and it's just gonna start spiraling.
But you feel like you're way too young to get married. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 24 years old.
I know. I'm like, I could not imagine. I could not imagine getting married.
No. My thing is, I don't have my life together. I do not want to bring someone else into my life and try to figure out both of us at the same time.
Don't feel like you have to rush it. That's, I feel like, the main thing with us.
Just because everyone else is doing it, it's kind of like drugs. Mm-hmm. Just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean you have to do it too.
Yes. Agreed. I agree with that because my hair is so messed up. Sorry.
The same thing with babies. I feel like everyone's having babies.
Yeah, I couldn't even, I want to be to like 30, and I feel like it used to be that way. Like,
no, I feel like our parents got, like, married a lot younger.
Yeah, like, my mom had me at 25, and I was the third kid.
Yeah, like, my mom and my dad, they got married 24.
Yeah.
And they had me at 27, 28.
I think Josh's parents got married at 21.
Granted, they waited a long time in between, so, like, when it comes to your view on that, would you, like, just wait to get married at, like, 30 and then wait a couple years to have a kid? Mm-hmm. Or would you just get married, or, like, be in, like, a long-term relationship with someone, get married, and then have kids right after marriage?
Probably the second one? I don't know. See, I'm still, like, that person that's undecided about children, but then I feel like if I prolong dating someone and be like, oh, I don't know, and then you're like, decide, because I'm still, when you're 18, everyone's like, you're going to know if you want kids in a couple of years, and I'm still like, I don't know,
because you're like, I feel like I have a lot more to do.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Because I'm at that limbo where I'm like, I shouldn't be with anyone right now because I have so much I need to get done. But then you get to a point where you're like, oh my god, I'm 27 years old. Like when I get to be 27, I'm like, oh my god, I need to find somebody.
Mm-hmm. But then you don't want to be like, well, I guess I'll just pick you.
Yeah, and then like you get married to this loser. And then you want to be in like a long-term relationship or like want to be with them for a while. Then get married. And then it's like, usually after marriage, it's like, well, are you going to have kids?
Well, I feel like that's why being a woman sucks, because you have a clock, obviously, that internal clock, like, oh, if you want children,
but
you need to have
by
this time.
But it's like, even nowadays, it's not like you really have a clock, because you can freeze your eggs, or you can get, like, someone to have kids for you, or you can adopt. But my thing is, like, if you have the kids, you don't want to be that old grandma mom.
But then... Yeah, and see, that's where the appeal comes to having kids younger, because then once you get to, like, your 50s, your kids are older, then you can go do your own thing.
Yeah.
So it's...
But we also do have a friend, our friend Sarah. Her mom was really young.
How old was she?
She was, like, 20 when she had Sarah, and Sarah's 21 now, so her mom's 40.
And now she's, like, can go do her thing.
Yeah, but, like, she was telling me last night, she was like, we have a mutual friend that's 30. Isn't that weird?
That is really weird. I don't know. It's just whatever you guys want to do, but I'm just saying that it's going to be...
It's such an iffy topic.
Yeah, it's just something you have to decide for yourself.
Right.
And you come to...
Like a preference.
Yeah, when you get older.
Yeah.
When you're 20.
But I do think, like, getting married at 18 is just way too young.
Yeah. Unless you're like...
Just because you're legally an adult doesn't mean you're an actual adult.
And nothing... At least I feel nothing changes, besides you know for a fact, like, they're going to stick with you when you get married, but they can still cheat on you. It still can happen.
Because sometimes you're, like, too young, and then you guys have only been with each other, and then...
And you're, like,
usually,
curious.
Usually, it's the guy. I'm not trying to be sexist, but statistically, it's the guy, and they get a little promiscuous and a little curious.
And you're just like...
And you get stuck with the kids.
Yep. So, just be smart. Make good decisions. Let's see. You will have to spend money on boring things like towels and rugs.
Yeah.
That
toilet
sucks.
Paper.
You kind of start going into that in college a little bit, but just get ready. Because, yeah, toilet paper. Who wants to go to the store and buy toilet paper when you worked hard for that money? But you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to add on to the baby thing... Having a baby is no longer an oh shit moment, or like a negative thing.
It's like a, oh, she's pregnant. I'm gonna cry. I would cry. I think it's just different for every person though. But yeah, you're right. Oh, God. Let's see. Going out to drink can sometimes feel like a chore until you actually get to the bar.
Yeah.
That's true.
Doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, just getting out of bed and being like, oh my god, my one friend's baby shower is today.
Guess I better get ready.
Yeah.
Coffee's necessary.
Going to Target is fun.
Yes! It's our favorite thing to do.
As a kid, I hated Target.
Mm-hmm.
Hated Walmart, hated Home Depot. Now it's like, oh my god, let's go. Let's see if we can get there for our house.
Oh my god, I love it. You're gonna worship Fridays if you have weekends off.
Mm-hmm.
Worship. It's gonna be like the best day. You're gonna wake up and be like.
And you're not always gonna be out with friends and stuff. It's like you can be sitting in front of the TV and like marathons upon marathons on Netflix.
Yes.
Eating pizza.
Just being able
just
to drink.
Chilling.
Like, cause I don't drink during the week because I know I'm gonna wake up at like 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So getting able to just sit back and have a glass of wine, put a movie on is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. The best of us.
Your Christmas list becomes things like a blender, a knife set, yeah. All the boring things.
Mm-hmm.
Toys are out of the question. Toys R Us left the building a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
The new Toys R Us is Target. I do too. Something about it. I think it's like they put something in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you go in there, you're like, I need a at all.
And even if you don't have money to spend, you still find a way to spend
yes,
money
there. Yes, and you honestly cannot get out of Target without spending at least $40.
Yes! Yes!
And you know it's over, you know it's overpriced.
I don't know. I seriously, usually, like, I feel like I'm a thrifty person usually, but when it comes to Target, I will spend $30 on
you're like,
one wow, thing.
Well, it's Target.
Oh, Target, I hate you, but I love you.
I know.
let's see. You can never figure out who you really are until you leave your hometown. And I believe this. I know there's. I have a lot of friends who have not left, like, their hometown.
Yeah.
But I feel like they seriously have not explored who they truly are. I don't know. That's how I personally feel.
I can't relate to that one.
No, yeah, because you moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I feel. Because I'm from a small town where everyone literally knows everyone. So once you get out of that and you kind of...
You feel like you kind of maybe conform to those people?
Oh, we totally did. Totally mm-hmm. did. And I feel like I was still, like, not, like, the most conformed. But I once I got out of that and went to college and I met you guys, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was a totally different person. Not totally, mm-hmm. but totally.
Totally, but totally.
And
you start owning nice Tupperware and pots and pans.
You go to the store to buy Tupperware? Because yeah. I did that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Or nice silverware and plates.
Yep.
For your company that's coming over.
Yep. When you buy your lover Valentine's Day wine glasses.
Yeah, some nice ones.
Yeah.
Which,
oh my god. When being popular is no longer a thing.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Well, that was never like a strive for me.
No.
Because it was just like it wasn't going to happen.
And if it happened, I was like, cool. But I did not care. Even in high school,
I just didn't. Like, I would like talk to those people, but it wasn't. They weren't people I was like, yeah, I want to be their friend.
But do you think that the popular people knew that they were popular?
Yeah, they definitely did at my school.
I always thought about that.
Because they just, like, they would all hang out, and they just thought they were, like, just pretty much the shit the whole entire time. They were, like, they just knew, and they knew they could get away with things. And the last high school I went to, it was such a small town that all, like, the teachers, like, knew of the popular mm-hmm. kids, and they tried to conform with them. Like, it was disgusting.
You suck, popular people. And those are always the people that are, like, the jam.
But
well, in the movies.
Now, they're, like, they don't know how to function. At least
yeah.
a lot of the people that I've, like, seen on Facebook and stuff. Because it's the only reason you have Facebook. Which
mm-hmm.
is another thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't use Facebook anymore. Just to stalk people.
Yeah, literally. And just to post selfies and be like, look at me now,
but from
bitch.
What I've seen, they just kind of... They just talk to the people they talk to in high school with. Because
yeah.
they can't relate to anyone else. Because they never got to the status that they were before.
Mm-hmm. Like, after high school, their life is just like...
Yes, and you also realize, outside of high school, that the pretty girls that were in your class are not that pretty.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and you learn makeup after... I did not know how to do my hair and makeup in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So those girls are just like, because I feel like in high school it was like, straighten your hair and
mm-hmm.
put some eyeliner on and you could have been pretty.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So I got out of college and I was like, you know what? Curly hair is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. You think in high school that curly hair, like, at least when we were in high school, curly hair was like, ew.
Yeah, you just had to learn
yep.
to conform with everybody. You had to look like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
I didn't.
As an adult, you get to be your own individual, which I think is the coolest
mm-hmm.
thing.
That, yeah, that should be like the quote of adulthood.
Yeah,
individual.
You get to be your own person.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
So that's cool. One of the biggest chapters of being an adult,
mm-hmm.
is finding out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that was honestly when I moved out by myself, outside of college without you guys,
mm-hmm.
my, like, New Year's resolution was, like, I want to find out who I am by myself without any influence of anyone else. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like that makes you a better person.
Yeah, you shouldn't be with somebody else until you figure out who you really are.
Right.
Because then you're going to start conforming to... Whatever.
So, like, my biggest thing is, like, kind of just, like, if you had the opportunity to move, move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you only get one life. You might as well just try it out. And if you
yeah.
don't like it, you can always move back.
Right.
So.
Might take a while to save up because, remember, life is expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird because my last thing on here says, marriage is not everything. Independence is the key to life.
Yeah, because I feel like we live in a generation where...
Mm-hmm.
women are really, like, taking a stance on things. Mm-hmm. And you kind of learned throughout your childhood that women were kind of secondary.
Yes. Oh, men. Yeah. Because that's how it was. Yeah.
And you kind of learn, you're like, I don't need a man to complete my life and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And you kind of, like, learn that into adulthood.
And if you think you do, you don't.
Yeah. But that's the woman side of it. I don't really know men-wise.
Yeah. We'll figure that out next week when we have two men on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Get ready for that.
Let's see, I had other ones.
Let's see, Megan has good ones.
Candles make you happy.
Yeah, candle shopping too.
Yeah.
Getting a
candles are expensive.
You know what? Yes. I agree with that. Like, $20 for a big, like, three wick.
Mm-hmm.
Those are expensive.
Plans become a code word for errands.
Yeah. That's true.
Wine is your best friend on the hardest of days.
Or vodka, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You start to lose your sense of what is cool with the kids.
Yep. Because I didn't know what OOTD was for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah.
Outfit of the day?
You would always put that and I wouldn't know. I had to Google it.
Well, I feel like some of the acronyms I don't really know.
Yeah.
Tumblr is, like, foreign, like, language.
I have no idea. I have one, and I don't know how to work it.
I do, too, and I don't understand it. I do it to, like, maybe, like, try to promote the podcast, and I'm like, I don't know.
I think I'm doing
that. Like, we try to do memes and stuff. Like, memes are cool. Like, we just do it on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. But memes are, like, a big, like, thing on Tumblr. Mm-hmm. But Tumblr's too weird.
Tumblr is weird. Twitter, I probably, like, not... I'm still on Facebook. Like,
you know, you're just like way behind time.
Instagram and Facebook is the only thing
I'm very internet oriented, but Amanda's not. Like, Amanda's just not internet oriented at all.
I was born in the wrong time.
Easily.
Should have been like 60s or 70s.
Most of the celebrities on the Kids' Choice Awards are complete strangers.
And they look like babies.
Yeah.
Like, when we were freshmen, the seniors looked so old. But when I feel like when we got out of college, the seniors look like babies.
I know.
It's weird.
Even when I was, like, in kindergarten and the fourth graders, because when I went to elementary school, it was only kindergarten through fourth grade, they look like they were 20-year-olds.
Yes. And you're like, I can't wait to be that old.
And then you get to it and you're like, I still look like a child.
I don't know if that was just, like, our generation or is that just what happens when we get older.
I don't know. But it's weird.
It's really weird.
The year 2000 doesn't seem like it was 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Feels like yesterday.
Yeah. Especially, like, my younger cousins. One was born in 2002.
Isn't that crazy? It feels like they should be, like, a day old.
Or, like, seniors in, like, high school were born in, like, 1990-something. They're, like, the last 90s kids, but they're not even really 90s kids. Because they were born at the end of it.
Exactly. It's weird. It's really weird. It feels like we were, like, 10 years old yesterday.
I know.
And kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that period of, like, middle school and high school just goes by, like, and you don't even realize it.
And we lived through, like, so many, like, events.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. We're getting so old, so fast.
Life just goes by quick. It does.
One of them was you have to Google slang. That's yours.
No.
You have a usual drink or a usual food at, like, your usual places that you go. Like, everything becomes a habit. Like, when I go to Starbucks, I usually get a caramel iced coffee. No cream, no sugar.
Yep. I go to Dunkin' Donuts now, and I get black iced coffee.
Yep, and the Dunkin' Donuts that I live by, the guy knows me.
Yes. By
name.
Yeah.
It's just, you just do that when you get older. You just become a creature of habit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that increases as time progresses, because my family, my dad and my stepmom go to this, like, diner every single Sunday. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they sit down, they know exactly what they're eating. And they bring it to them 5 minutes later.
Yeah, that's... Ugh, I don't know about that. That's going to suck. Mm-hmm. But it's actually going to be awesome at the same time.
Okay. But naps are a necessity?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, especially you learned that in college, too. But once, like, for me, I have no time to take a nap. Because when you work a 9-to-5, when are you going to fucking take a nap?
I mean, yeah. Especially, I feel like on the weekends, you're just so drained.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like you sleep, you try to sleep in, but your body clock is just like off. Mm-hmm. So you wake up at your usual time, and then you're just like, oh my god, I'm so tired. So you just, you waste your whole entire weekend sleeping.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I want to hang out with that person, but do all this stuff, but you're like, I'd rather just sleep.
The phrase, you'll understand when you're older, finally makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd always be like, shut up. You don't know anything.
Or just wait until you're older. We'll tell you when you're older. It kind of goes back to like when your parents become more than just your parents. They're kind of more of your peers, and they talk to you more about stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, lady distracted me. She looks like she's drunk.
You
drunk?
You start to. You don't care,
lady.
You don't care about what people think.
Yeah. Like, you could, today we went out looking like this, and I could give a shit.
Yeah. We really just, like, we came from a wedding or something.
And we were gonna say that if anyone asked, we'd be like, oh, we're just photographing a wedding today.
No big deal.
So, yeah, and don't feel like you have to conform anymore. You be yourself, who cares? Yeah. Whatever. Do what you want to do.
And then my last one is chores that your parents made you do. Are real life events that you actually have to do.
They suck. Cleaning the toilet. I was like, man, mom,
you used to like get paid like $5 and be like, oh yeah, well you can just vacuum like the downstairs and we'll pay you $5. And I was like, if I don't vacuum the downstairs, it's gonna look disgusting.
So you have to do it, and you have to make your place look nice.
Yeah, and you like clean to impress people.
Oh yeah, like when you guys came over last weekend, I cleaned for 3 hours.
Yeah, before. And like when your mom was always like, we gotta make sure everything's clean. Grandma's coming. You're like, why? Grandma understands.
Yeah. Now I get it. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Oh, I sucked. But yeah. Don't be afraid to be yourself. That's what.
And clean. And
people that made it this far, you are troopers.
Instead of your parents scheduling your doctor's appointments, you avoid going to the doctors and trying not to die.
Yes. We should end on that one. Because that is true. Because I put off the gynecologist appointment for a long time until I thought I had issues.
I just feel like as an adult, you're just trying to do anything that you can just to survive and not to die in general. Because adulting is so hard.
It's a tough transition, but y'all are gonna get there.
We all have to do it, unfortunately. Yep. And no one really knows how to do it. No one knows it, like a formula to do it.
There's no book on it.
Nope.
That's, well, there probably is, but nothing that you should follow point by point. It's just gonna happen.
And school never prepares you for it. So, with that, we're going to do our usual outro. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Our username is @MeganAndAmanda. We also have our YouTube, obviously, if you're watching right now. Thanks. We also have the iTunes. We no longer have SoundCloud because they want us to pay for that. We already pay for iTunes.
We also have our own website, notsosoberthoughts.com. You can also listen to the podcast on there.
You can reach us at our email, which is meganandamanda90@gmail.com. We are still looking for sponsors. If you would like to sponsor the podcast, it makes it possible that we could possibly do SoundCloud and have a better website. So we do really appreciate that.
And get better looking equipment.
And to be able to have an actual light this week. So we buy multiple light bulbs versus, you know, waiting for Amazon to send us the one. Anyway, thanks for watching. We appreciate it. Make sure that you comment, like, subscribe, and give us some suggestions. Some suggestions that you guys want to listen to for the next following weeks.
Don't forget, next week we have two special guests coming on the podcast, so look forward to that.
Yep, two boys. So suggest what you want to see next, and we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Not So Sober Thoughts.
Ladies, shut up!